You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Karen Chaston from Braveheart Women Australia, a global community that inspires women to be, create, collaborate, to be their unique self, to create their prosperity with ease, and to collaborate harmoniously. Karen, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's really great to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, and certainly appreciate you coming to us via Australia this morning. So, first of all, can you tell me a bit about yourself and what inspired you to get involved with Braveheart Women?
Yes, thank you, Eric. I used to be a chief financial officer of a publicly listed company here in Australia, and I was always in my fight. I was working too much, eating too much, drinking too much, and to be quite honest, I didn't even realize how sick I was. And then one of my sons passed away suddenly at 27. And within a year, I was made redundant. And then I went to a Braveheart Woman four-day event in LA. And during that 4 days, I sat there just listening to Dr. Ellie Drake, the founder of Braveheart Women. And I intuitively knew that this is exactly what I should be doing. It talked about how we go into survival, how to come out of survival, what triggers us. And everything about it just resonated so much with me that it made me realize how sick I was and how many women in the corporate world have denied their femininity, turned into men, and how it's not the best way for our companies, for our state, for our country, and for the world in a whole. So that's what I do now. I inspire women to stay in their feminine self because it's just so much more joyous that way, but it's also better, as I said, for the whole world.
So with that being said, what are you passionate about, Karen?
I'm really passionate about inspiring women to understand that they have everything inside them that they require. And the sooner we stop comparing ourselves to everyone else, the sooner we can actually become our unique self. And to actually realize that is just amazing. You see so many young women who have such low self-esteem and they're just beautiful. And that's what I'm really passionate about, is getting these tools to the young women. Because the sooner we learn it, the sooner we understand how to say no, how to actually honor ourselves and stop being slaves, and is the best thing that we can do for ourselves. Because we all have so much to offer the world, and it's about time we stopped hiding.
Karen, a lot of times we don't hear about the challenges that we are experiencing or the folks that we bring onto the show. If you don't mind, tell us, what are some of your biggest challenges?
Well, as I said, I was so much into my masculine. So over the last 2 years, coming into my feminine was certainly a challenge for me. I now spend the first 45 minutes of every day on myself, which is a beautiful way to start the day, because if you top yourself up, then you have extra energy, you have extra time, you don't do things that you shouldn't. Also, what I've found is actually understanding the laws of the universe and divine time. I expected Braveheart Women to take off very quickly in Australia, and it just didn't happen. And I'm going, I don't understand this. You know, everything I do just takes off and all those sort of things. So the beautiful thing about it was, because it didn't take off, I ended up writing 2 books, and I've just about completed my 3rd book. So that in itself is amazing, because I would never have done that if it had taken off. So understanding that, you know, it might not be going the way that you think it'll be going, but there's a bigger and better plan in place that the universe has for you. Also, another challenge was, as I said, learning how to receive and to understand that you're going to receive more no's than yes's in everything you do. Though the good thing is you don't need as many yeses as you do no's. So that in itself works for you.
Yeah, I like that one. Today we're joined by Karen Chaston from Braveheart Women Australia here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Karen, what are some of your biggest achievements and goals?
Yeah, some of my biggest achievements, as I said, was writing, you know, 2.5 or 2.75 books. Now, I used to be a chief financial officer, and sure, I've got a master's degree and a CPA, and, you know, I know how to write a uni assignment or a business report, but to actually write 3 non-fiction books was huge. I honestly had that limiting belief, and I just busted through that, and I have to tell you, everyone out there, if I can write a book, anyone can write a book, and I just get so much joy from it. I tell people, it's like giving birth, you know, by the time you create the idea and then set it out and then write it, then edit it, pick the cover, all those sort of things, and then you hold this thing at the end of it. It really is quite amazing. I just love it. And also one of my biggest achievements is to understand that I actually have everything inside me, as does everyone. So stop looking outside for your joy and your prosperity and your fulfillment, because if you come the other way out, it's just an amazing way to live your life.
Lastly, what's your vision for the future?
My vision for the future is for women of all walks and life to actually achieve everything that they desire. I honestly do believe there's only one reason why men are paid more than women, and that's because they ask for it. So for a woman to understand that her voice is her key to achieving everything in life, that is the first step. And then from there, when we can sit side by side alongside men, and it's not about taking over, it's just to realize that when we come with our feminine and masculine combined, that's how, you know, companies can become more harmonious, they can have more empathy, which, you know, makes the workplace more conducive. But more than anything else, it makes customers just resonate with your company and want to use your services because of that, just that greater whole of where the company is. So that's my best, that's what I really look forward to for the future. I like to say that I'm collaborating and creating a new world for generations to come, one with more conscious entrepreneurs who allow their hearts and souls, along with their knowledge and expertise, to guide their businesses.
Well, Karen, it certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. Tell our listeners where they can connect with you, get more information about Braveheart Women Australia online.
Okay, so you can go directly to my website, which is www.karenchaston, so karenchaston.com.au, or in a couple of weeks, the braveheartwomen.com website will be completed. We've just been launching that onto a new platform, and if you go there, you can sign up for free, but it'll say who invited you, and please type in Karen Chaston.
Karen, once again, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been fantastic talking to you, and I hope no matter where you are in the world, you have a fantastic day.
And I can't thank you enough for those kind words, and you too. We've been speaking with Karen Chaston from Braveheart Women Australia, a global community that inspires women to be, create, collaborate, to be their unique self, to create their prosperity with ease, and to collaborate harmoniously. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's karenchaston.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.